And there we are. All right. Marissa.
Hi.
How are you? Long time no chat.
Long time no chat.
So, you know, I've known you forever, since seventh grade. And I really thought that it'd be fun to, just to kind of like talk to you about, I don't want to say fashion, because I think that word is kind of become bastardized. So I want to talk to you about clothing and your relationship to clothes. And, you know, one thing that I realized recently is from seventh grade to 12th grade, I wore a uniform. So, and I know you wore a uniform as well. So I realized that my understanding and relationship to comfort is different than a lot of people. And do you think, you know, do you ever think about that? You know, because we have, everyone wants to be super casual and super comfortable, especially living in Los Angeles. But we're also a little bit older. And I don't, like, personally, I don't want to wear sweats all the time. I don't feel comfortable in sweats, but I feel comfortable in slacks and a button down and hard bottom. So, like, when you think about getting dressed in the morning, what do you think about? Is it ease? Is it comfort? Is it style? All the above?
It's definitely a combination of comfort and style. Now, for the most part, it just depends on what my day holds. If I am actually going to go out in public and be around other people, I will put in more effort because that's not for other people. It's more for myself and understanding that, like, I just need to continue a nice sort of light and fire in how I carry myself in the world a little bit. But I will say, like, it's always sort of evolved over time. I remember being very concerned with how I presented to people when I was younger, and, you know, in the case of the uniform, I think, you know, at our school that we went to together, it was about presentation back then. It was about the crisp button-down shirt and the pleated skirt and all of that. So that, it was very clear that there was formality to it, and the formality was equated with, like, respect and elegance in a way, and class and being studious and good and all those things. Now our school's uniform has drastically changed as time has gone by. Now they can wear polo shirts and it's soft and it's cotton, and they even have, you know, logoed sweatpants. So it's a generational thing for sure, because I think people are much more inclined to be comfort first these days, not just physically, but emotionally. And, you know, we talk about this a lot, how, anyhow, this is moving away from the clothes at all, but I think it's all connected, though. I think it's
it is. It is all connected. And I think that's the beauty of it. You know, when I have a circle of friends that no one, to my knowledge, of my close friends are in fashion, but yet there's so much of an overlap in this conversation of presentation, of comfort, of elegance. You know, the one thing that I realize that I tap into a lot is, you know, even though we all wore the same thing, it was still trying to present yourself as an individual. So, you know, for a pleated skirt,
you were allowed to, you know, you added your own spin to it where you could, your own personal flair to it. And, you know, I just remember all of us were kind of inventive in whatever areas we had a little wiggle room to modify the uniform. And it was very, like, the window was,
super small.
But
we did it, you know. It's like, okay, I'm gonna tie my tie this way, you know, I'm gonna unbutton one button, or I might have, you know, when Gap was super hot, and I'm gonna do the hoodie underneath my button down, or the shoes, you know, or the socks. And you know, but that's it's trying to define yourself in a small space, but yet you're still fully aware of, like, I need to present myself as an individual within yes. these confines, you know, and I miss that. Well, I don't miss it, but I miss that in the world for the kids, you know, I still yeah. do it. But yeah, you know, I think that was just like a little nugget that I wanted to, you know, to share and talk about with you. And, you know, and I think that it is at another point we can revisit some more, but that was what was super key, you know, just tapping into us as youth and how that plays a role as non-youth now.
Right, right. And I think what you were saying about yourself is the uniform for you, your experience with the uniform for all those years growing up, has sort of lent itself to youth being okay in more structured outfits just on the day-to-day. Like, John, you always look good. Like, you always look styled, and you always look put together. I can't say that for myself. I think the second I became a mother, my concern about clothing or just then, yeah, that was kind of low on the priority. Like,
yeah.
Now that my child is older,
right.
I have the time to sort of focus on that, and it's not just always in, you know, tending to baby mode.
Right, right.
I'm still into comfort over, it's definitely more function over form.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because that's just what my life needs. But with that said, I still try to keep it cute.
No, for sure. You always look amazing. Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's... But I also think that that taps into, oh no, but you personally, I was going to say the craft, but I do know folks that in your world, and they're not necessarily trying to keep it cute. But one last question before we wrap it up, and this is something that I definitely realized during COVID and quarantine, because, you know, like in my world, I never had to Zoom, and I never had to have video conference calls until, you know, we're quarantined. Are you a full outfit Zoomer, or is it from the waist up Zoomer?
Again, this depends on the day. Sweatpants on the bottom.
Really?
Top on the top.
Oh.
You probably go all the way with the shoes and the perfect socks and the whole nine. No, because I know that Zoom is off. Like, who do I have to, I don't have to impress anybody. I'm just here at home.
So. I mean, it's definitely, it's a conversation, you know, but it's something I think that, and it's not a judgment call, but I know that I've always enjoyed getting dressed, you know? And so even during quarantine and even during, you know, those weird times, every day I got dressed because I like getting dressed. It wasn't to, you know, necessarily impress anyone. And I wasn't deviating from my personal program. So,
Right, but that's also your world and your passion. I feel like you've always identified with fashion, or just like that's part of who you are.
Yeah.
That is so strong and so clear, which is why you're in the profession that you're in. But it's not that way for everyone. There are people who pick and choose, is today going to be my day of comfort, or are most of my days just days of comfort, not caring.
Right.
About what your clothes are saying. And then when you finally go out for something special, then you put it together. But I think you do not feel like yourself unless it's all of a piece, you know, your whole fit.
Yeah.
Which is who you are. It's your brand. It's all that stuff, that just all makes sense to me. For me personally, I think just because of my life and also, you know, my health with lupus and all that stuff, it is the more the years pass, the more it's about feeling comfortable, what's going to make me feel relaxed, I guess. And, you know, I used to be all about form-fitting clothes, and it's not like I can't wear them now, but just my preferences have changed. And
right.
I think, you know, who I am has changed, and, and I really do think that has a lot to do with just becoming a mother, becoming a parent, being responsible for somebody else.
For sure.
You know, fully. And so it's just like my clothes now will always have a level of ease to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before it's about like wowing anybody. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Thank you so much for the time. That was a lot of fun. Very informative. And we'll talk about some other things soon.
Cool. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you.